I guess it comes down to the number of counts that he faced. And so the government can and does charge you for every, you know, the counts are on every event that somebody did something wrong. So they say, you've made a violation, you've committed this crime, so we're going to go ahead and charge you. And so I've had, in my practice, clients come by and say, well, you know, I'm facing 50 counts. Part of that is because the government can do that, and the other is because it increases the exposure of the accused. So if they were to go to trial, the judge has an option of stacking sentences. And that's a really scary thing, and sometimes it induces a client to accept responsibility when maybe they, he or she should go to trial. Because from our perspective, at least from the criminal side, it also depends on what a jury's going to see. And so once the jury hears, oh my God, there's 100 counts, they're not out there parsing through each one, although it's our obligation, you know, my obligation to bring that out. But generally speaking, it makes it very, very difficult because the jury's listening and they hear, okay, this person is charged with, you know, is charged in a 100 count indictment. So I'm looking at it from the, I mean, anytime most criminal lawyers, when they get a case, they look at it from the perspective of it's going to go to trial and a jury is going to look at it, and generally non-lawyers, and how are they going to perceive it? Because perception is reality.
Now, on the DePopp case, I thought that was an interesting case. That's from an Iowa decision. A law firm represented an employer trying to bring a doctor in from Canada. Most of the communication was with the lawyer was with the employer. And this is important because I see that I've got a lot of colleagues who just represent employers and companies, and they try to take the position. I say try, they do take the position that they represent the employer and not the alien beneficiary. Most of the communication in this case was between the employer and the lawyer. There was very little with the beneficiary. So when he tried to enter the United States as a TN from Canada with a letter saying he was coming to do a community medical needs assessment, he said, no, I'm not coming to do a community medical needs assessment. I'm coming to practice medicine. That's what this is all about. And so he didn't go along with the situation that had been put in place for him. He was excluded from the United States. He sued his employer. The employer cross-sued the law firm, and it was the law firm that had to pay off. And the court mentions in its decision here that they knew that the lawyer did not speak with the alien beneficiary because his hourly records showed only one conversation for one-tenth of an hour, and it cost him about $250,000. So, you know, it raises questions about whether you can handle an employment-based case saying that you just represent the one party. It's the other party's perception, that is the beneficiary's perception, whether or not you represent them, not yours, the lawyer's perception. So you gotta keep all that in mind. Along those, anything you want to add there?
Yeah, in that situation there, I haven't spoke to several people about this, and they said, okay, the company's hired me. I don't represent the beneficiary. But I think when you put it in writing and you explicitly say so from the get-go, that makes a big difference. Because according to the rules, to establish an attorney-client relationship, that does not have a formal agreement, while it's generally a relationship created by contract, an attorney-client can be, a relationship can be implied based on the conduct of the parties. So obviously the beneficiary is thinking, okay, hey, I want to come over here and work, or I want to live, immigrate. This lawyer is helping me. He's asking me questions. I'm filled out forms. He's my lawyer. I mean, that's what most folks are going to think. I just believe that from the get-go, if there's something in writing, well, orally and in writing, preferably in writing, is, you know, I don't represent you. I represent the corporation or the company, and I'm doing this for their benefit, and you just happen to be the beneficiary of that.